From the heart of Runeterra, this is League of Legends Radio with your host, Ponderous Sea Lion.
Hello, Summoners, and welcome back to League of Legends Radio. I think one of my neighbors is like leaf blowing their cat or something, so you might hear a little bit of that in the background. So sorry about that, but you know, when your neighbors leaf blow their cat, not much you can do about it. Anyways, in this episode, I'm going to be talking about something that I see a lot when I smurf, and I mean even in my games occasionally, but it's something that you might even do without knowing it, and it's a really common mistake to make, and it's kind of been, I think that a lot of it stems from, you know, shows like mine, and especially YouTube stuff like Phylol, G-Bay, Foxdrop, you know, nothing against them, it's not their fault, but it just comes from consuming that kind of content, and it's kind of a byproduct of that that unintentionally causes this epidemic. But yeah, I'll just be explaining that, and hopefully it'll give you a little bit more of a critical eye when you're playing your own game. So let's get into it. So what I call this is group mid syndrome, and really all it is on the surface is just, you know, a couple people will get picked off in a row, or something like that will happen, or you'll lose an objective, or the enemy team will push something, and then the immediate response, no matter what, is just group mid. You know, whenever your team doesn't know what they're supposed to be doing, when they're all running around like chickens with their heads cut off, the immediate response from someone on your team is to group mid, and they're like, oh yeah, I think I saw that in a video one time, you're supposed to group mid. Even if grouping mid won't accomplish anything, even if you're already pushed, you know, up to their inhibitor turrets in mid, and there's, you know, literally nothing you can do by going mid because you have terrible siege because you're playing in bronze, and of course you have terrible siege in bronze, you have 5 Zeds on your team, you know? You're not going to be doing anything if you group mid. But there are so many different options in League of Legends. I think it's extremely limiting to always go for that one. I just see it so often where people will be losing, and it's almost like a panic button thing where it's just like, what do we do? We should probably group mid. That way people won't get picked off as much. But then you realize that you're playing against Sejuani, Malphite, and Yasuo, and the second you group mid, they just engage on you and kill your whole team. There are times when grouping mid is bad, especially in the scenario that I just described. For one, split pushing is something that's almost never utilized effectively at lower elos. I mean, I guess I shouldn't say that. It's not utilized effectively. One team always screws up when split pushing. Either one person will always go to a lane and just instantly die while their team also dies somehow, or while their team doesn't push any objectives or take anything, or it'll just be the Jax that starts on the outer turret bot and then is on, you know, the enemy team inhibitor before they actually do anything about it. I feel like that's almost always how it goes. There's almost no in between, and also people will always split push until they die in most cases, but split pushing is a bit hard to pull off in low elo. I wouldn't trust your teammates to do it, so I would only do it if you know that you're going to be the one actually split pushing. But there are just, it's just so painful to see teams just go and stand mid for 5 minutes when they could have been, you know, doing so many other things. There are just a lot of things that you can be doing at that time. One thing that happens when you group mid is that you're wasting a ton of jungle camps and you're wasting a ton of side farm. If you're not taking any of the CS in either side lanes, that's what? 20 gold per minion times 6 minions. That's like 240, or that's like 120 gold. No, I was right. 240 gold being missed every wave. Because, you know, we're counting top and bot at the same time. Plus, no one's farming jungle camps that may or may not be up. And then what ends up happening is everyone's grouping mid, someone gets antsy, and then decides to go take wraiths, and that's when you guys get engaged on. Grouping mid might seem like a good idea to prevent picks, but it just makes your team restless in a lot of cases. It just makes them, you know, itching for something to happen. And so they'll go, you know, farm camps to release their trigger finger, and then something bad will happen then. I am so leaving that in during editing. That was my neck, by the way. Just in case anyone was wondering. It's pretty gnarly. Pretty gnarly, I gotta say. Missing free farm and experience is bad. The other thing that can happen is if your team doesn't have good siege and you decide to group mid, if you guys don't have good wave clear, if you guys don't have a good way to keep them under turret effectively, what's going to happen is if you're playing against something like Jinx and Nivea that's just going to push your team back, they're going to have maybe three champions mid pushing you guys back. So that's the XP is only being distributed to three different groups, whereas they can then have, you know, someone farming the jungle and someone farming top, which is more global experience for them. That's more total experience being given to their team than you guys who are all sharing the mid experience and farm. So they'll get ahead just by virtue of pushing you back and staying where they are. If they can just hold their ground with fewer people than you, they are gaining a lead slowly, as long as you don't have any minion waves built up on the side. But because they have fewer people, they have an easier time dealing with that. So the problem with pushing mid is that there aren't enough team comps that are, you know, good enough at it to warrant it. And the other thing is that people don't use it to then get other advantages. So, like, if you want to get a fast push in mid, clear a couple minion waves, and then go straight to dragon afterwards while they're having to deal with the minions, yeah, that's great. But what ends up happening instead is you've got everyone on their trigger fingers, like I was saying, just ready to pop their ultimate, ready to make the Faker play, and they're so focused on that that they're not looking around the map for what else can we do? What can we be doing here? Map control, pressure, and objectives are just so poor in bronze and silver and gold already that when you just have your team all group mid, it doesn't... You're just missing out on even more things they might have picked up on, but because they're so focused on staying grouped up, they're not paying attention to the rest of the map like they maybe normally would be. Now, I said that this stems from YouTubers and learning platforms like mine, and I think that's because a lot of that is focused around keeping your teammates in line and trying to stem the bleeding whenever your teammates do something stupid. That's why there are so many issues with this at low elo, I think. And the thought process isn't necessarily inherently flawed of, okay, people keep getting caught, I need to keep them together so that they can't get picked off. Yeah, that's a good idea, but the problem is that it's missing the next step. You're like, okay, great, I've stopped everyone from getting caught. What now? Well, the answer is nothing. Nothing happens after that. You guys, you don't do anything. You just sit mid, you take experience, you take a little bit of farm, everyone gets one minion per wave, and then you do shit. Like, you don't do anything. You can't push in most cases unless you're already, you know, monstrously ahead. And then maybe in certain scenarios like that, if you're super ahead, yeah, you can force a fight and just end the game. Or you can just stick one of your fed players into another lane and then do a 4-1 split. You can go for Baron, you can go for Dragon. Point being, there are a lot more options than just grouping mid that just often get overlooked because of the prevalence of the group mid mentality that goes around in these lower ranks. I was honestly surprised when I was playing in the lower ranks, the lower tiers, I was honestly surprised by how much team fighting actually happens. Because from a lot of what you hear, it's just, oh yeah, that everyone runs around with their, you know, heads cut off. Chickens with their heads cut off. They don't know what they're doing. Nobody ever knows what's happening. There's no, you know, sense of having one goal in mind. There's just none of that actually happens. And that was honestly a lot different than my experience. My experience was once people started getting picked off, either it just snowballed out of control and the game was over, or after it happened twice or three times, someone would say, okay, guys, let's group mid and prevent this from happening. Maybe they didn't say it exactly like that, but, and you know, they're right to some extent. You should have your team group up for a little bit. Like, having them group up mid to prevent them from getting picked off, or having them group up, it's always mid. Like, I want to say top, but it's just always mid. I don't know why it's always mid that they decide to group at. I guess it's because it's the middle of the map, it's the central point, and it's closest to all other objectives, you know, in a straight line. Like, you're close to Baron, you're close to Dragon. It feels like you can react to whatever they do the best, because if you go top and then they try something bot, then you can't react. But if you're mid, you can react to it. But it's just always they want to group mid. I don't know why. And it just, it doesn't work. you just end up screwing yourselves, because if you're already ahead, because that's normally what happens, like, if you're behind and your team starts getting picked off and you say group mid, what's going to happen is they're going to dive you, they're going to 5v5 you, and then you're just going to lose anyways. So, I mean, I guess I can't say that that's going to happen for sure, but a lot of the time, that's what does happen. There are other ways to stall out the game, but the problem with it is that engaged hero, or Jesus Christ, heroes. Wow, I have been playing way too much Overwatch. Overwatch is amazing, by the way. You guys should play it. But if they're running any sort of hard engaged champion, the odds of your team being able to react to it are just slim. They're just not good. The odds of your team actually spreading out to avoid the Amumu ult or the Sion ult or the Sejuani ult are just, they're just not good at all. It almost never happens at lower elos. It's really odd how certain skills are developed. Like, they're, in a way, some of their game sense is pretty good, and their mechanics are honestly not as bad as you would expect most of the time. Like, you watch stuff like Keshawai videos where, you know, it's the bronze moments of the week or whatever, and that I just made up that series, but you watch the plays where they, like, tower dive with three people and then all get killed by the level one, and you're just like, is this bronze? No, that's not bronze. That's a very select portion of bronze. Those are hand-picked plays, I guarantee you. That's not what it looks like. Mechanics in bronze are not that bad. Decision-making in bronze is pretty bad, but the way that they react to things isn't always terrible. Like, I saw people react to people getting caught fairly well, and it was fairly good reactive gameplay, and I was surprised by that. And I think that there just needs to be, like I said earlier, there's another step involved. It's okay, great. We've gotten the team together. We're all safe right now. Now what do we do? Now what objective do we go to? You know, maybe you can take the two mid turrets or something. That's great. Well, after you've done that, the odds of you still being able to get anything mid are extremely slim. And the longer you stay in mid, you know, maybe you're looking for an opening, but the longer that you stay mid, the more chance it is that you're going to get engaged on and killed, because you're going to be getting poked down. You know, of course, this is all dependent on team comps. I can't say that for sure, but in a lot of cases, you'll be getting poked down. The enemy tank will be waiting to engage on you. It's just not a good place to be. There's too much that can go wrong when you're that far away from your own base. Plus, at this point in the game, you know, this is the part where, you know, Baron's an option, Elder Dragon's an option. And the thing is, you can go for those, you know, probably successfully, depending on what you're running and how far you push in mid and what kind of pressure you have on the map. You could go take those, but instead you're focused on just staying mid, trying to keep the team together, trying to prevent people from dying. Well, great, but that just gives the enemy team time to turtle and come back into the game. You don't have to stem the bleeding when you're ahead, you know? There's no point to it. It's just, you need to also be looking to get ahead, because I think that if a team is ahead and then the gold lead doesn't change for like 5 or 6 minutes, so like they're 5,000 gold ahead at 25 minutes, and then if they're still 5,000 gold ahead at 30 minutes, that's a throw. Yeah, the game might be in the same position, but that's a throw. You should always be extending your gold leads. Whatever gold lead you have should always be seeking to extend it. You should always be trying to get more of a gold lead. Yeah, maybe if it's a 40 gold lead, you know, they might kill a ward and then be ahead. But there's so many ways to throw a League of Legends game, and some of them are not obvious. Getting aced while you're ahead, that's an obvious way to throw a game. But, you know, just not pushing a lead, waiting for the enemy team to get to the same number of items as you, because once you're at 6 items, that's it. You're not any stronger. That's one thing that I always use to console myself when Riven is 12-2 with full items at 30 minutes. It's like, hey, at least she's not getting any stronger, you know? She can't actually get more powerful than she is at this exact point in time, but my team can get stronger. We'll only be more able to deal with her. That applies to all games. You know, once you've hit a certain point, once you've hit your champion's, you know, power spikes, once those are gone, if you didn't win, I mean, you're only getting weaker, and the enemy team is only getting stronger, and there's just way too many ways to not win a game. You really have to be focusing on how to win those games and how to really get your lead and keep that lead and not waste time grouping mid for no reason. Grouping mid when people are getting picked off, go ahead. Just do it. Push it in. Make it quick. Don't get flanked. Don't get engaged on. Don't get poked down. Then go for something else. You know, the most difficult point in the game is if you're at like the 25-minute mark and you have all six inner and outer turrets down. That's when you have to really play the map because, yeah, it sounds like you're ahead by a lot, and you are. But that's when teams get really, really twitchy, and they really want to start going in, and they really aren't strong enough at that point in the game to go in. There are scenarios, I'm sure you guys have seen it, where it's really unclear what you should be doing because you don't have the pressure from an inhibitor being down. So, like, you've got some map pressure, but not amazing map pressure. You've got a solid gold lead, but at the same time, you can't leave anyone alone in a lane or they'll wreck it. And you can't really try for, like, a Baron or something because you'll lose all your momentum if they steal it or if they win a team fight at Baron because your team is still fairly weak because it's still early in the game. Those games are what you have to watch out for. Those games, it's kind of okay to turtle and get a little bit stronger to be able to tower dive. That's the exception that I will say is if you have all six towers down and you don't have a like super tanky champion like Rammus, or if your tank is behind even though your team is ahead, that's when the games get hard and that's when you have to really be careful. So, but besides that, you know, group mid, do what you gotta do, and then, you know, call out a team game plan and then, you know, break and go do whatever it is you want to do. All right, guys, that wraps it up for this episode of League of Legends Radio. Again, be sure to check out my other show, Overwatch Radio. We've already put a couple episodes on there. For some reason, thank you, iTunes. You have to see my first episode, you have to be subscribed to me on iTunes, and then it'll show up in your subscribed, like, that area. But you can't just search Overwatch Radio and then find the episode. Like, you can see the second episode when you search Overwatch Radio, but you can't see the first episode on my page. It's really annoying. So you have to subscribe to me in order to watch it. I mean, I'm not trying to trick you guys into, you know, I'll tell them they have to subscribe and then they'll listen. No, it just literally doesn't show up if you don't subscribe for whatever reason, unless that gets fixed. So that's how you can check that out, at LO Legends Radio, at Overwatch Radio _. You guys can add me in game. For Overwatch, it's Sea Lion. #11406, and then of League is of course Ponderous Sea Lion. You can always contact me, ponderoussealion@gmail.com. Episode 50 is almost here. What the hell should I do for that? I don't have anything special planned. I don't know what you guys, if you guys have anything that you think would be fun. If any of you guys want to do like a call-in show or something, just email me and I'll schedule a time for you guys to be able to do that. We could even do it over Discord. I'll also put my Discord in the chat. I'm not always in there, but if you want to check that out, you can. Anyways, that's enough plugs for one day. Thank you guys for listening. I'm Ponderous Sea Lion, and I'll catch you on the flippity flop.
This has been League of Legends Radio.